ABC Radio Australia. While Papua New Guinea has confirmed its first case of coronavirus in more than a month, work has been going on to determine how many other people may have been infected without ever showing any symptoms. The latest confirmed case is that of an Australian Defence Force officer who's in isolation in Port Moresby. Meanwhile, as Bethany Harriman reports from the PNG capital, the health department have been carrying out thousands of antibody tests, with results suggesting that many more people may have contracted COVID-19. Without being aware of it.
PNG's coronavirus state of emergency is officially over. Businesses and schools have reopened and life has largely returned to normal. But there's now another case of COVID-19, taking the total to 9. Acting Health Secretary Dr. Paisan Dakolala says the latest case is a 44-year-old Australian Defence Force officer.
Our latest case has not travelled out of Papua New Guinea and has been in country since January.
The ADF officer was deployed to the border, but that has been ruled out as the source of the infection because it's outside the 21 days incubation period. Authorities have started contact tracing.
Since the identification of the case, the rapid response team has initiated contact tracing, identifying the places he may have been and people he had interacted with. So far, we have identified 29 contacts and have placed 8 individuals in quarantine. There are more contacts that we are trying to reach at present.
The new case comes when PNG government health experts were looking to get a clear idea about whether there were unreported infections of COVID-19. 10,000 people were tested for coronavirus antibodies across the country, starting in the provinces where there have been confirmed cases. The Office of the State of Emergency Controller says around 300 people nationwide have been found to have antibodies. 2,000 people were tested in Port Moresby. The results indicate around 40 people may have contracted the disease and recovered from it. Dr. Evelyn Lavu heads up the Health Department's Laboratory and Testing Unit.
The results are not completed yet, but what I can say is the exposure to COVID-19 in PNG as a whole is very low. The antibody levels, percentage of people who have antibodies, is not very high, within the range of 2-3%.
She says the low figures are good news because PNG's health system would not be able to cope with a large-scale outbreak.
We have to be vigilant and practice our preventive measures to make sure that the infection is not spread. As I always mention, from the medical point of view, we don't have resources to cure an illness that's more severe than we can handle.
Papua New Guinea was able to provide health workers with personal protection equipment and test kits from donations from China, Australia and New Zealand. The PNG government's message has been a positive one. No one has died from COVID-19 yet. All 8 confirmed cases have recovered and churchgoers thank God for his protection. Prime Minister James Marape is warning people not to be complacent.
Just because we don't have community transmission must not give us a sense of security. You look on the other side, Melanesians like us. Melanesians like us are being infected or are now COVID-19 positive. So Melanesians can't be COVID-19. So we mustn't be reckless.
So for now, health experts in PNG have their fingers crossed, hoping that the strain of the coronavirus is weak and there won't be a large outbreak.